Note: this review heavily spoils the emotional turn in Arrival. Thank you. As science fiction recesses into explosion and spectacle-based slogs, the cerebral sci-fi film is at risk of becoming rarer and rarer. These films are often characterized by striking imagery, a sense of wonder, and capped off by some form of revelation or major decision that provides a new context to everything we've seen before it. While some films have tried to capture this magic, no movie in recent memory has connected to this style quite like Denis Villeneuve's new film Arrival. By dealing with weighty themes of governmental control and the power of knowledge, the movie is a stark, bold genre film, which is fine. But the finale of the film taps into a different part of the brain, a distinctly emotional part, which not only separates it from other films, but from other cerebral sci-fi films. The only film I can really compare Arrival to is Andrei Tarkovsky's 1972 Russian epic Solaris, another stunning film about loss, memory, and exploration. Arrival tells the story of Dr. Louise Banks, Amy Adams, a linguist who is hired by the US military to communicate with strange alien pods that have descended to Earth. As she learns more and more about the aliens and their gifts of language and time, she is confronted with a horrible decision. Should she continue her life's path and have a child, knowing the child will eventually succumb to cancer, or save herself the heartbreak and never live those few years with her daughter? In the emotional climax of the film, she decides to have the child, condemning herself to a few years of happiness, capped off with despair. Similarly, in Solaris, the Russian scientist Dr. Chris Kelvin, sent to the planet Solaris to learn what happened to his fallen comrades, is given a similarly weighty decision. He can either leave the planet and free himself from its manipulative grasp, or descend onto it, and live a happy life completely surrounded by hallucinations of those he's lost. With these two films, the decision ends the film, and reminds all of us what makes science fiction such a palpable genre. The emotion lies within the characters, not within the supernatural elements happening around them. Both of these scientists are given the opportunity to face reality or to leave it. And the interesting comparison between these films comes when Louise faces the reality and Kelvin ignores it. Neither of these decisions are easy, and both of them have horrible consequences connected to both choices. But Louise makes the harder and the more honest decision. She faces reality with all of its hardships and pain, where Kelvin neglects it for a life of blissful disillusionment. This push-pull of reality is what brings these films to light, and what makes science fiction such a gorgeous genre. Simply, there need to be more of these movies. They're emotional and thought-provoking films that don't stick in your head because of the visuals or the trippy science, but because they tackle a very specific need of the human mind, the need to get out of reality no matter what. Conversely, they also show the resolve of a person who would dare to make the hard decision and stick around in reality. If I had the choice, I would stay on Solaris, as would most people. Kelvin's decision to stay relates him to us, where Louise's decision to embrace her future makes us see her as someone greater than us, almost in a heroic sense. Without a doubt, Dr. Louise Banks is a stronger person than Dr. Chris Kelvin. And interestingly enough, they're both respected members of their scientific communities. Strength, as seen in these movies, is not a matter of intellect or a matter of muscle mass, but a matter of being able to look into the void, take a deep breath, and walk in.